The Prince's Parade, written by Mark Brophy, illustrated by Claire Foster, and read by Keith Laws. Copyright 2019. Save the Prince's Parade. For those that have experienced the beauty of the Prince's Parade, and those that have yet to discover it. Chapter 1. Hannah was sat on a bench overlooking the canal. She was watching the hundreds of fish that had made the canal their home, and who were thriving in the beautiful clear water. They luxuriated in the warm spring sun, which heated their home and had awoken the canal from its winter slumber. All manner of insects had come down to the canal for a welcome drink. The birds chirped happily in the trees, and the ever-present ducks playfully chased each other, quacking and splashing from bank to bank. Hannah loved it by the canal. There was always something going on and something different to see every day. As she sat, memories of living in London drifted through her mind. Often she would sit by the stream where she used to live, but sadly it became a bit of a no-go area. The babbling brook that once flowed near her house had become dirty and polluted. Where it used to run free, it now trickled as the water passed through the many obstacles that had been thrown into it. Plastic bags, crisp packets, old bottles, and sweet wrappers collected together, thrown in or blown in to form a dam, slowing its natural flow. On one occasion, Hannah had seen a man empty black bags full of old bricks, carpet, and rubbish into it. When her father found out, he went and cleaned it up. But it didn't take long before the rubbish returned. No one seemed to care about the old stream anymore, and few even realized it was there. When Hannah's parents had announced that they would be moving one day after school, she became worried. Starting a new school and leaving her friends behind made her fearful, but she was hopeful that maybe they would live somewhere nice with a clean stream. "Don't worry, Hannah," her mother reassured. "You'll soon make new friends, and it won't be as bad as you think." Of course, Hannah didn't believe her and spent a fair amount of time sulking and hoping her parents would change their mind. They had lived in this house since she was born. All right, it wasn't like her friend Rachel's, that had more rooms than you could count, or like Jasmine's, that always seemed so warm and inviting. But it was home. At the weekend, they would often go on a bus to one of the royal parks. St. James's Park was always a favourite. So much wildlife in the heart of London. Sometimes they would venture out east to Queen Elizabeth Park, walking by the canal through Victoria Park to the site of the 2012 Olympic Games. Other days, they might go on a tube to walk along the Thames or stand outside Buckingham Palace with all the tourists. She liked being a Londoner, and Kent sounded like a place that people went to grow old peacefully and would certainly be no fun for a 9-year-old. "We need a bigger place," her father said forcefully one night. "But we can hardly afford to live here as it is, David," cried Hannah's mum, Wendy. "How on earth will we afford somewhere bigger? It's going to be difficult enough as it is once the new baby arrives." "Well, I've been looking, Wendy, and if we were to move out of London..."
"What?
We can't. I have my work here and Hannah's school and..." David became agitated. He banged his fist hard down on the table, and the argument began to escalate. Hannah knew it was time to get out of the living room. She went upstairs, but the angry words followed her. The thin walls of their 1980s house were not exactly soundproofed. She lay on her bed, put her headphones on, and drifted into an uneasy sleep.